the hard truth, why you are failing. Listen up. Life is this crazy, wacky, and thrilling ride, and guess what? Most of you have been doing it all wrong. Yes, that's because you've been wasting your precious life energy on absolute nonsense. A whopping 99% of people are guilty of this. So, you're definitely not alone. Imagine life as a tank of fuel. Every day you wake up, your tank is full, and you're ready to go. But where are you going? Straight into the dumpster, that's where. Like a car with a wild driver, you've got no brakes on your emotions, and you're just crashing into everything. Hatred, stupid arguments, fears, and everything else that sucks the soul out of you. You know what I'm talking about. That annoying guy or colleague, that relative who never has anything nice to say, or that voice inside your head that keeps whining about everything. You hate it, but somehow, you keep feeding it. You might be thinking, oh, but it's just a little gossip, or, I just can't help but argue on Facebook. But here's the kicker, that little bit of energy you spent there? That's part of your life you're never getting back. Your mind is like a muscle, and you've been training it to be an Olympic champion in the wasting time and energy category. Think of your mind like a wild monkey, jumping around, grabbing every piece of trash it finds, and bringing it back home. That's your home getting cluttered with all the rubbish. And there's some weird comfort in that clutter, isn't there? But don't you see it? It's a trap. You get used to the noise so much that silence feels weird. You get used to the trash so much that it becomes your treasure. This is where it gets sinister. It becomes your character. And like an old dog, it's darn hard to learn new tricks when you've been doing the same thing for years. It's like drinking a concoction of negativity every day and then wondering why you're sick. It's because you're intoxicated with all that junk. And guess what? No miracle is coming to save you. Not Jesus, not Buddha, not the Tooth Fairy. No one. You can stop this train wreck. First, you need to wake up. Literally. You've been sleepwalking through life. Open those eyes wide and look at the mess. Be honest with yourself. It's a mess, right? Say it. My inner world is a dumpster fire, and I'm the one who lit it. Take awareness on all the gossip, the grudges, and the bad mouthing going on in your head. They're not the worst things in the world, but honestly, realize the stupidity. The next time you find yourself diving into that mess, don't just stop. Instead, witness it. Keep going, but be super aware of what you're doing. You'll be surprised how this simple act of awareness can start to pull you away from those old habits. Now, take responsibility. You are the master of your thoughts, so act like it. Nobody is pouring that negativity into your ears with a funnel. You're gulping it down. Stop it. Take back the reins. Once you've got those reins, it's time to navigate your wild, racing mind towards greener pastures. Ask yourself, is something in my surroundings bringing me down? Or, wait a second, is it me? Now, don't keep smacking your head against the same wall over and over. If it's your location, job, or the crowd you're hanging with that's dragging you down, then change lanes. But, here's the kicker. Sometimes you might just be the wrench in your own engine. It happens. Take a good, hard look in the mirror. Be straight with yourself. If you're the troublemaker in your own story, then it's time to shape up. Take awareness to all of that. Whatever it is, don't get caught in that hamster wheel, running like mad and staying put. Be aware and break out. Change gears, shift lanes. Just get moving in the right direction. Your mind is a powerhouse, don't let it go to waste. Now, let me share a secret. Your energies? They're like a magic wand. Point them in the right direction, and you can create wonders. Your dreams, those crazy, beautiful dreams you've buried under the trash? It's time to dig them up. For goodness sake, you're not a tree. If you don't like where you are, move. If you don't like who you are, change. Opportunities are like a buffet, don't starve in the middle of a feast. But let me warn you, facing the truth is like taking a cold shower on a winter morning. It's tough, it's uncomfortable, and it makes you want to run back to your cozy, warm bed of lies. Most people can't handle the truth because it hits hard. You might be one of those people, and that's okay. But it's time to be brave. Here's what's really twisted. We love comforting words. Those comforting words are like the softest, fluffiest pillow that just makes you want to sleep forever. But you know what? Comforting words keep people seriously retarded. You see, it's like sugar-coated poison. It tastes sweet, but it's killing you slowly. Comfort is the enemy of growth. The truth may be bitter, but it's the medicine you need. So, do you want to live your life in a haze of comforting lies that keep you stuck in mediocrity? Or do you want to face the difficult truths, the ones that sting, but will set you free? This is your life we're talking about. Do you really want to waste it in a comfort zone that gets you nowhere? It's time you look in the mirror and face the facts. It's going to be hard, but anything worth having never comes easy. The truth is the raw material you need to build your castle. Don't you dare settle for a shack built on comforting lies. You're not made to be coddled. You're made to be challenged. Tear off the band-aids, and let's get to the real healing. So, what's it going to be? The comforting lies or the liberating truth? The choice is yours. Choose wisely. Now, get out there and make it happen. This is your wake-up call. Don't hit snooze.